serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore. What a mighty God we serve. Oh,
something. If you keep it, if you'll give it to Jesus, you'll keep it. Amen. Aren't you glad you give it to Jesus? I'm so glad that I give it to Him. And just like little Moses, we are in an ark. You know what that ark is? That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're in His ark. Amen. And just like that little ark that was that Moses, that Amram made, it was all covered with tar and all the stuff that was in it. And you know what we're covered with? Our tar is? It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And He said, we're covered with it. Amen. He said that when He did, and all that tar that He put on it, He said it sealed it. He says for two things. He says one, he says that the water couldn't get into it. He says, and the other thing was, he says, when that alligators came up, he said, it smelt that and it went away.
Amen.
Well, if we got that Holy Spirit on us, it seals us. And then when that alligator, which is the devil, and he comes up and he just smells the Holy Spirit on us, he just shoots off.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and every once in a while we get caught in those little whirlpools. I love how Brother Branham was saying that. He said, you got that little whirlpool and it's going around. So his sister looked over at Miriam and goes, oh my goodness. And he goes, all at once he just kind of spit it out and it went on down the river. Sometimes we get in those little whirlpools and we get spinning around, but he just gently, with those 10,000 angels, he says, there were legions of angels that come down. I love how he said, he called him, he says, Gabriel, come here. He says, look. See him right here? He's the one. He stands. That's what he does to each one of you.
Yeah.
He comes down. He says, Gabriel, look. Yeah. Look at that church.
Amen.
See that church right there? Send your angels down.
Amen.
Amen. I've got 10,000 angels with me wherever I go.
Amen.
I get in a little whirlpool and he just pushes me out.
Yeah.
Sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, I love it. I mean, we think it's a little story for the kids. It ain't. Well, yeah, it is. I'm a little kid. I'm glad. He said it took childlike faith.
Amen.
So that's what. It's when I start putting my ideas, my thinking, my understanding to it, then it all goes run amok. It's just simplicity.
Yeah.
You just believe it. How wonderful it was, too, to look up. Brother Samuel, we're back in there talking about is looking is when the prophet of God made that altar call for the children and for the family. And to look up and see all the children and coming up and with your parents standing at the altar, around that altar and praying with your children and stuff. I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, what would you do as a parent, which is, each of you that are a parent, the greatest thing that you have is when you have your children, that's all that you care about. Or your grandchildren, that's all that you care about. You want them to receive the Holy Ghost. As you have it in your life, but you want it for your children. That's what you live for.
Yeah.
And as a mother, it's the greatest thing. I would, as Brother Branham said, I love that. He says, starting to do the house cleaning. Yeah, I've been there. No fun. That's a woman's job is huge. And it is never done. He's talking about getting it ready and the kids ready and cooking the supper and cleaning the house and getting the kids ready and to come. And he says it's an ongoing thing. And then to try to find time with your kids is to read the scriptures and to pray with them and doing it. It's a hard job. And the time that we live in, that it's a busy time we live in. We're just all busy. Say, make sure that we're busy doing stuff. Just all the time something's going on. But if you could live in the days of Brother Branham, and you could have Brother Branham and have that interview with him and say, Brother Branham, this is my children. Would you pray for my children, Brother Branham? Would you put a blessing like Jacob did? He's come down and he said even that what he wanted that inheritance.
Oh, God.
He wanted that blessing.
Yeah.
He wanted that blessing from his prophet father. That's what he wanted.
Amen.
He said he wanted that blessing. And if you could have a blessing given from a prophet, the seventh church age messenger, what would you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd do anything. Nothing would stop you. Well, guess what? You did.
Amen.
You did. He says, now, Heavenly Father, bless these little children today. He could have ended it right there for me. Right there. There's what he said. They are thine, Lord.
Yeah.
They have given their lives to thee.
Amen.
He claimed them children when they came up to the altar. He says, they've given their lives to thee.
Amen.
Wow. They hear the little story of Moses and how you protected him. They hear of a good mother and how good dad, who, and I don't know that word, he's succored? S-U-C-C-O-R-E-D. I don't know that word, sorry, but he does. He says, you succored them and brought them up. And so has these little children, good mothers and dad. And I pray, Father, that you'll watch over them and steer them down the stream of time, and may the angels of God protect them.
Amen.
And then, at the receiving end, to receive them in the last day, Lord, into your kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'd stand up if that was my children too. If you had the proper prayer over your children, I'd be so happy tonight. What a blessing, what a promise. All it is you have to believe. It wouldn't be no good is if Brother Branham was here and he did it. If you didn't believe it, it doesn't do no good. But if you believe it, you can have it. And I know that you do. You believe it and you accept it. I love how Brother Branham was talking about Amram. He said that, you know, here he was. He said he'd been praying and been praying and been praying. So he was a good believer. He says that he was just faithful going up there. And he says every day going up, he said he came in and said he was feeling down. And he says that he'd been working all day long. He says, and he went up in the room. He said, Abraham, he says, you know, you just keep going up there. And he goes, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. He says he went up there and he kept praying and praying it. And then one day that he came in and he got desperate. He is already praying. But then he said desperation sent into him. And he says, then when that desperation set into him, he says, something happened. Amen. He says, something took place when he got desperate. And we're all witnesses that we've all prayed.
Yeah.
And we've got desperate.
Yeah.
And we've been praying. Look what God's done for us. And grace takes over. And he says, that's when God moves on the scene. And I love Abram that he's down in the basement. And when he finally broke through, and then he knew he had touched God. And he said, when he got down in the basement, said he was down in the basement, said he was just working, and said, his wife yelled down there, and she goes, Abram, are you okay? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Everything's fine, dear. Everything's fine, dear. He had the promise. He knew it was all over. He held on to it. God had then spoke to him. He says, are you sure you're okay? Hallelujah. He said, give me that old time religion. I feel like that. How wonderful. But when we get an answer for God, that's the way that we are. We're so full of joy that we're just so happy. We got an answer from God. And it's like, Lord, you give us the answer. What we wanted, what we've been praying for. And no matter, it's there, it's ours. All we have to do is accept it. He said, but he got desperate and he prayed through. And that's what we need to do. And you know what? One day that we got desperate and that we were sinners and we were lost and we had no way, and you started praying for a lamb.
Yeah.
And he gave it to you.
Amen.
He sent you a lamb. Amen. And then after you had your salvation, that it is, and he redeemed you and he did that, and then we got desperate again as a group of people saying, we need a deliverer.
Yeah.
Lord, we need a deliverer. We're down here in bondage. We're down here on this earth. We need to get out of here.
Amen.
For you out there is streaming, I just pointed to the pillar of fire picture.
Amen.
I hear them all the time. Says, it'd be nice if we had video when you say stuff and we don't know what you're doing or pointing out and stuff too. And I said, well, let's just stick a streaming. But welcome tonight. We're glad to have you all here. But that's what he did. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us a prophet. He gave us a message to call us out. And we got desperate. So we need to continue to be desperate. I never want to be satisfied with the Holy Spirit that I got in my life. I've got a shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a shadow, and I'm glad for that shadow. How about you?
Amen.
He said that shadow, remember, he says, all the power that's in the create worlds is in you.
Amen.
He says, don't be praying for more power. He said, you got the power. Just, Lord, let's get desperate and pray for the faith to put it into action. That it's not on Wednesday night, it's Monday morning, Sunday night, every night.
Every day.
If we get desperate, yeah. then things happen every time. And we know that in our lives daily. When we really start getting desperate with stuff, then things start happening.
Amen.
That's when things start happening. So tonight is, it's one to know, who do you say this is that came to
Amen.
Who came in our day? Do you believe that? Have you recognized your name in this message? You know who it is in this last day?
Amen.
He said it was the Holy Spirit. It was God coming
Amen.
Again, living again in
Amen.
Human flesh.
Amen.
Amongst the people. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I like, and the way that it's been in this church is that we are charged with expectancy. When you feel the air charged, he said, with expectancy, Lord, something's fixing to happen. What could happen? What could take place? We can't even fathom what could take place tonight. Anything can take place tonight. I'm looking for it to take place tonight. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's stand up and let's invite him. Praise his name as we bow our heads. So wonderful to be in his presence. To be able to talk about him and to worship him and to thank him for all that he does for us. And thank the Lord that, Lord, to get desperate. We want to be desperate with you, Lord, so that we'll bring your presence, Lord. We want to invite you tonight to come and to be here with us, Lord. We already know that you're here, but we want you to be welcome tonight, Lord Jesus, so that we can just worship you, Lord. We can adore you because we love you with all that's in us, Lord. We've got a few prayer requests that's come in that we want to remember. Our sister Rita Jones said that she's got a throat condition. I remember her. We want to be in prayer for our sister Stricker. She has some health issues. Also for our sister Jean Sanger. She's out in Florida. She's got pneumonia. She's in the hospital. And also our brother David Keller. He's got gallbladder problems. Gallstones, I believe it is. But God knows all about these requests, and he knows about your request. And these aren't nothing. This is just an alligator. He's going to come up and smell the Holy Spirit, and he's going to take off running tonight. Because he's nothing. Because we're sealed. We're sealed with that Holy Spirit. And it'll just run away. And then when you get one lick of fire, I'm just one lick of fire, you're a lick of fire, and the person sitting next to you is another lick of fire, we got a good fire going tonight.
Amen.
That Holy Spirit's burning, and he's welcome, and he wants to. He just wants us to believe, and we're going to believe.
Yeah.
We're going to believe for your needs tonight, whatever that they are.
Thank you.
So as we think within our hearts that Lord Jesus, be with us. Meet these requests. The many that are out listening tonight, they have requests that's on their hearts. Their hands are raised that, Lord, do you know what their need is? Do you know what every hand in here that's raised, Lord, do you know what their need is and their request upon their heart? And we know that you're going to meet every request, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our tar, that Holy Spirit, that you sealed us, Lord, that nothing can get in. We float above the water. Said it looked like there wasn't no captain. Oh yeah, there was a captain. He was in control. He watched everywhere you go. There's nothing going wrong. Everything's in order. It's not in disorder. It's in order. And we thank you, Father. So as we sing our song tonight, as we reach out and touch him, just hold that in your heart and say, Father, we're believing. We're going to have the request. It's on my heart. And these requests that we heard, let's sing as I invite our brother William to come up and take these requests before the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to Three.
Jesus Christ. Lord, we approach your throne tonight, Lord, as a group of believers, Lord. Our licks of fire together, Lord, and we just approach you, Father, and just ask that you be with us, Lord. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to be with one another, Lord. Father, another opportunity to be here in the tabernacle, Lord. Truly, this is a special place to us, Lord. Father, you chose it from the beginning to deliver your word from this very pulpit, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, I'm so unworthy to be here, Lord. Father, just to be in this building, Father. Lord, we know that you're here, Lord. We know the angels line the walls, Lord. Father, just be with us tonight in a special way, Lord. Father, you heard each request, Lord. You knew before it was even written down, Lord. Father, just visit each one, Lord. Father, we're believing together as a group, Father. As a petition before you and asking that you go to each home, Lord. Each hospital bed, each person, Lord, here or abroad or anywhere they might be, Father. There's no distance too far for your Holy Spirit to come down and anoint, Lord. Father, just touch them in a special way, Lord. And as the ones that are streaming from all around the country, Lord, we just pray a blessing for them, Lord. Lord, just thank you, Lord, for them. And just ask you to bless them in a special way. And as the word goes forth, Lord, Lord, I think about the story Brother Branham said about in the jungles, Lord, where that pillar of fire came right over that tape recorder, Lord. And truly, Lord, there's no difference today, Lord. It's your word and it's anointed, Lord. And we believe with all of our hearts, Lord. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that you just come down in a special way tonight. Lord, that you just sink that word so deep in our hearts that we can't be the same, Lord. That we just draw closer, Lord, and that we be more yielded and desperate before you, Lord. Lord, it's so homesick in our hearts, Lord. Can't wait to see you, Father. Oh, we just love you, Lord. We just ask you to be with the remainder of the service, Lord. Each song, Lord, we just sing it to glorify you, Lord. To worship you and just want you to be pleased in all things, Lord. We thank you and we love you with all of our hearts. And we ask this in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. And you will find he's not too busy to
but now I'm found.
Yeah.
Sweet worship to our bountiful Father above. We offer our tribute of praise. Oh, to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift.
the Lord. You may be seated. How wonderful the presence of the Lord. It's a privilege once again to invite our prophet to come and bring us the message tonight. Who is this? That was preached almost to the day, 57 years ago, stored up so the bride of Jesus Christ could hear it afresh tonight. It was preached for us then, now. What a blessing. God bless you. Here's our pastor and God's prophet, Brother Branham.
Praise the Lord.